This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Aurora police arrested two teenagers over the weekend in connection to a shooting on Friday in a high school parking lot. That's in addition to a third juvenile arrested Friday evening who was visiting a hospital. All three are 16 years old and their names are being withheld. There were two shootings near Aurora High Schools last week that injured nine teenagers from 14 to 18 years old. A graduate of Fairview High School in Boulder will make history by being the first Black woman to live and work on the International Space Station. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
Dr. Jessica Watkins will work as a mission specialist during her six-month visit to the International Space Station, taking advantage of the microgravity laboratory. Watkins told Colorado Matters in 2020 how important it is to have women of color at NASA and in space.
I know for me, growing up, having role models and particularly ones that looked like me was important. And I do hope that all young girls, and especially young girls of color that are interested in STEM and interested in exploring space, feel empowered.
The launch date is set for April, and it'll be our first trip to space, far, far away from her hometown in Lafayette. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. And thank you for joining us for Here and Now. We'll get our second hour started next. Are you planning on seeing family for Thanksgiving? I am attending a Friendsgiving with some of my wonderful colleagues, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And since this is our second Thanksgiving during this pandemic, getting tested for COVID-19 is a good idea, especially if you're traveling. But there's a problem in getting rapid COVID tests. We'll find out more in 30 minutes on Here and Now. It's a sunny day in Colorado. Thanks for hanging out.